The summer was coming to an end. The Jewish year was nearly over. On the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the last day of that accursed year, the whole camp was electric with the tension which was in all our hearts. In spite of everything, this day was different from any other. The last day of the year. The word last rang very strangely. What if it were indeed the last day? They gave us our evening meal, a very thick soup, but no one touched it. We wanted to wait until after prayers. At the place of assembly, surrounded by the electrified barbed wire, thousands of silent Jews gathered, their faces stricken. Night was falling. Other prisoners continued to crowd in from every block, able suddenly to conquer time and space and submit both to their will. "What are you, my God?" I thought angrily. "Compared to this afflicted crowd proclaiming to you their faith, their anger, their revolt? What does your greatness mean, Lord of the universe, in the face of all this weakness, this decomposition, and this decay? Why do you still trouble their sick minds, their crippled bodies?"
Okay, it's the end of summer. Eli and his father were deported in April, so they've been at Auschwitz for about 5 months. It's also the evening before Rosh Hashanah, or the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah, which is Hebrew for first of the year, is a very holy day. It's a time when Jews think about the sins they've committed in the past year, asking God to forgive them, so they can make a clean start. But can you imagine how terrible it must be for the Jews at Auschwitz to think back on the events of the past year? And how can they think about what they'll do differently when they have no control over their lives, when they've done nothing to deserve their punishment, and when they don't even know whether they'll live to see another year? It's the constant fear of death that makes the idea of celebrating the Jewish New Year seem so strange and awful to them. Let's continue from the third paragraph on page 63 with, "They gave us our evening meal."
10,000 men had come to attend the solemn service, heads of the blocks, capos, functionaries of death. "Bless the Eternal,"